What else but a bugle to open the draw for the Midsummer Derby? Saratoga Racecourse announcer Larry Colmus, who is preparing to call his first traverse, stood at the podium to call the post position of each of the 10 entrants. The crowd waited in near silence for the first pick.
Okay, let's get going. Here are the horses in order. Frosted.
Frosted, fourth in the Kentucky Derby and winner of the Grade 1 Wood Memorial at Aqueduct, was picked to start at the sixth position with morning line odds of 6-1, second only behind the horse many were anxious to see.
American Pharaoh. Here we go.
Number two.
Post two for American Pharaoh, the Triple Crown winner, owned by Zayat Stables, trained by Bob Baffert with Victor Espinoza. American Pharaoh will break from post number two.
The favorite was given odds of 1-5. Only one horse has won both the Triple Crown and the Traverse Stakes, and that was Whirlaway in 1941. American Pharaoh is the first to take the Triple Crown in 37 years, and excitement is running high for a possible win this Saturday, especially after Pharaoh took the Grade 1 Haskell Invitational at Monmouth Park earlier this summer. Tickets for the race, capped at 50,000, sold out 2 weeks in advance, days before even the announcement that Pharaoh would come to the Spa.
Hey, Bob, it's Andy Serling. How are you?
Fine, thanks.
NYRA TV analyst and handicapper Andy Serling called American Pharaoh trainer Bob Baffert after the number two pick.
Just judging by the crowd we have here tonight, a lot of people in Saratoga, and I think everybody in racing, very excited and looking forward to you coming. And we wish you the best of luck and can't wait to see you and American Pharaoh as well as the Zayats in Saratoga.
Big cheers for
you. Well, we're looking forward to coming. It's going to be exciting. I'm really looking forward to it.
Baffert says his main concern now is making sure the champion horse is safely transported. Owner Ahmed Zayat was also called up. He thanked American Pharaoh's team and called this racing season a Cinderella story.
We've done it the hard way, so to speak, with a team that, in my opinion, Bob Baffert and Victor are worthy of it. So to happen to all of us after all these years is not just only enjoyable, but it's an once-in-a-lifetime experience, and it's an incredible lasting memory.
Third choice, Texas Red, who bested Frosted in the Jim Dandy, will take the fourth position at 8-1 odds. Fourth choice, Keen Ice, who has challenged American Pharaoh three times this season, was given number seven at 12-1. After a rough ride at the Triple Crown, third at Belmont and second at the Haskell, trainer Dale Roman said he hopes Keen Ice will continue to climb.
He's one of the few horses I've had, I think, that improved every day of training of his life since I've had him. He just keeps getting better and better. We're getting a little bit closer every time. Eventually, maybe we'll catch him.
Also in the 10-horse field, at the rail is Upstart at 15-1. Mid-Ocean is in the third position at 50-1. Fromento in the fifth at 30-1. And Tale of Verb at 30-1 in the eight. Number nine will be King of New York at 50-1. And Smart Transition will break from the outside at 20-1. As the city of Saratoga Springs has buzzed during a strong racing season, Mayor Joanne Yepsen said bringing American Pharaoh to the Spa comes after an outpouring of support from the community.
We've been planning for weeks with the business community and with NYRA to make sure that this goes well. And we want the owners and the trainer to be happy and to feel very welcome here in Saratoga Springs. But this is not the first time for American Pharaoh to be here. As you recall, he was bought and sold here, right at Fasic Tipton, and so we feel like this is his lucky city.
All that remains now, after months of buildup, is the two-minute race itself. Reporting from Saratoga Springs, I'm Southern Adirondack Bureau Chief Lucas Willard.